Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
Shut up!
Shaking Mega Maniacs. It is Monday night, the night after the Royal Rumble, and Monday Night Raw was just an awesome show. Lots of things following up. We got Triple H as a new champion. We got everything set up for Fastlane, ergo the road to WrestleMania, a special appearance by The Rock. Lots of things to talk about. We want to know what you got to say because this is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We'll be inviting you to participate all throughout the evening, and I'm going to tell you all about how you can do that, but first, let me tell you about how you can support this show, because if you dig what you're listening to here on Mega Powers Radio, you can support us via number of means. The number of number one way is via Patreon, where you can subscribe to support us for as little as $1 a month. With that, you can help keep the lights on here at Mega Powers Radio Studios, where we can bring you stuff like the Raw post show, the pay-per-view post shows like we did last night for Royal Rumble. We also have the All Talk Show, the Daceman Show, and a brand new show that we're going to be doing this week following up Lucha Underground. Not that it's going to be every week, but if you are also a wrestling fan, you want to hear something for a different product this Wednesday night, join us for a Lucha Underground post show. We also can take support from you just listening to us every single week here after Raw goes off the air, and by supporting us by following us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, and leaving us positive feedback, because believe it or not, that actually helps us climb the charts. We actually have a movement going on right now, hashtag above Taz. Head to iTunes, give us a positive review, and help us climb the charts, because right now, if you're searching for Monday Night Raw on iTunes, we're below Taz. This is a travesty. We should not be below Taz, guys. So head to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, give us a positive review, or do whatever you want. I can't really tell you what to do. But if you do that, it helps us climb above Taz. So get us there. As I said, if you want to join us throughout the night, we're inviting you to join through a number of ways. One of the most popular ways is we have the chat room open on our Mixer page. We got a packed room tonight. Shout outs to all the cool cats that we got in there nice and early. GhostFlux72B. I don't think I've seen you here before. I thought I saw GhostFlux72A, but we got GhostFlux72B tonight. Good to have you, dude. Peter Picanides in there. Good to have you back. Silent Wind of Doom. Moro Soprano. Kaylin Ferris. Angie Pie 4. Wolf Jones. Sean Walker. Tony Theidman's back again. Welcome, dude. And we got 6 people listening elsewhere. If you are listening to the show anywhere but on the Mixler page, you should be navigating yourself to it. Just click the Mega Powers Radio logo, or if you're on the MegaPowersRadio.com site, go to the participate site and click the link that brings you to the chat room, because we got a whole separate conversation going on than what we just got going on here. If you're shy, though, and you don't want to be in a full live chat, you could tweet to us at Raw Post Show, or if you're feeling extra froggy, you can leave us a voicemail using our SpeakPipe widget. It's on the MegaPowersRadio.com page. Hit the little voicemail widget there, and you can leave, I think it's a 45-second voicemail with a question or a comment or some weird impression. We've been getting all types of weird stuff coming in through that, and we'll play that live here on the show. And to get things kicked off, we're going to start with the panelists here, because we are the people that you're probably tuning in to hear here. First off, my name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio and host of the Raw Post Show. With me tonight, I have the main man of Smark Out Moments Smack Talk podcast. He hosted the Royal Rumble Post Show last night. His name is Tony Mango.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
And alongside him, I have the host of the year, according to your votes on Smark Out Moment, Drew White.
You also might have like a 7-second snippet of me trying to figure out how to do that stuff, and when I hit the stop button, it was like, oh, we're just gonna send it anyway. So one of those might be for me. Don't know if it actually sent it though.
What?
Like one of those like snippets you could send into the show that you were talking about, the 45-second ones.
Oh,
which is Well, that's
the one
weird.
That goes, Damien's hand out like dead or something.
No, it actually, it's not really a spoiler. It's obvious, but I was just, I was like, fuck Charlotte. She sucks. So it's just that pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and tell people if you have multiple things to say, try to get them into one. We are limited on how many of those we get. And if necessary, I can get us more, but you know, try to be conservative and know that we have other people who want to leave voicemails
or
too.
You could do whatever Alex did, because he had like a 3-4 minute one.
It's a new thing, and we're all learning about it. I'm just telling people out there, if you have something else you really want to say, that's fine. But we do have a limited number, and I would like to get as many people on as possible. We got our first tweet of the night. It's coming in from our good friend at Dane Quinn, tweeting to us at Raw Post Show, please do the AJ Styles ring announcer thing. I don't know what he means. Does he mean like when we do the Japanese ring announcer?
Yeah.
AJ Styles. It is fun to say. You guys knew it.
AJ Styles.
There you go. We listened to the fans. That was for at Dane Quinn. Thanks, Dane Quinn. So, fellas, I always like to start the conversation off. What's the number one thing you took from tonight's show? Tony, what was it for you?
I gotta say, it was a lot of filler, but I was okay with it.
Drew, what about you?
Kind of like what he said, but it was just a good show overall. There was a few good matches on here, and I guess the one thing I took away for was not even 2 minutes into the show, I found my ugly for the night. So that was pretty fucking easy.
And if it's what I think it is, it got a good highlight tonight as well.
Yeah, they moved them for some reason. I don't know why.
Oh, I can tell you why.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about this.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about this.
I realize it now, but yeah.
Well, let's start right at the top of the show, because I don't think there's anything in particular we have to start off with. We have Stephanie McMahon and Vince McMahon coming out at the top to gloat all about Triple H's victory last night. Just how great is that the family is, and Triple H is the king. Stephanie is just really, really overdoing it. She's almost going into like poetic talk as she's going on about how great Triple H is. Finally, she introduces Triple H coming out. Triple H says that he doesn't need to be champion. He wants to be champion, and that he will be champion as long as he says so. And the reason being is because he doesn't want people like Roman Reigns being champion. Never really clarified why someone like Roman Reigns shouldn't be champion. I always know he had that whole thing about like how he disrespects his God or whatever, but like,
That was something. Isn't it weird that this whole thing is just because of a Roman Reigns-Seth Rollins feud, or just the Evolution feud, pretty much? That's like the only reason why he doesn't like him.
Huh, I never put that together there. That's some old beef that they have from that.
Well, I just assume that's what all this started at. It's such a weird thing, because Roman Reigns is, he's so beautiful. The hair, the mustache, goatee, beautiful body. I don't know why you wouldn't want him as champion.
Peter Piccanini is saying the reason Roman shouldn't be champion is because Roman is boring.
Well, Peter, you're fucking boring. Yeah.
Jeez, I wouldn't get that defensive about it, but I wouldn't say
Charlotte or anything.
Roman's not boring.
Don't get me started.
Yeah, he didn't say he was ugly. Because if there's one thing, Roman's certainly not as ugly.
Exactly.
He's a handsome man. Especially if he has to.
I don't know. You love it when he throws stuff.
Well, who doesn't like it when he throws stuff? Really strong. He throws stuff really far. Tony, what are you thinking about it?
What was the question? I lost track of everything that we've just been talking about.
I thought you were about to play the hot gay thing because Tony said it in the chat.
Our opening segment here, we had Triple H coming out, gloating about his victory last night.
Just a segment in general? I mean, I think that this makes sense. Triple H won the title. He's in the authority. The authority comes out at the beginning of almost every show. So I was expecting it. I'm glad that they cut it short. Because this could have gone on for like 45 minutes. What are you going to say?
No, you can finish up.
I like the idea that Triple H came out and didn't bury the lead that he's the champion, too. They made it seem like it made sense. I mean, he's a guy that he didn't need to be the champion right now, but it makes sense. And he came out to say, look, I've done it all. I don't need to be champion. But in my mind, I do. Fuck everybody else. Deal with it. That's how he should be going about things.
The good old Triple H mentality, I love it. Mm-hmm. Amen.
A couple of notes I had of this. There was a moment where crowd was chanting AJ Styles, and Vince McMahon was quick to quip like, oh, AJ Styles, huh? Well, it doesn't matter who it is. They will, and just like all of you, will get crushed under our foot. Whatever his quip was like that, but it was very good.
Poetic.
Got the crowd to shut up, and good heat on him.
You know what's amazing about the WWE, and this is something that Vince has been doing for years now, but he is one of the only people that could just go out and mock his audience, and they'll still show up every week.
Not only will they show up, they'll bow down to him every time he comes down.
It's a beautiful job.
This man's God.
Yeah, when Triple H said that, they cheered. And it was just kind of like got a slight smile out of his, like a little smirk.
He's like Old Testament God. Really vengeful.
That's actually really appropriate. The final bit that we got in this opening segment was that by the end of the night, we are going to find out what the main event of Fastlane will be. And that match will have implications of who will go on to face Triple H at WrestleMania. And let's just go ahead and spoil this because this is probably the most major talking point we have. By the end of the night, Stephanie and Triple H come out, or Stephanie and Vince maybe, doesn't really matter. The point is that they came out and informed Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose that the both of them will be fighting in a match in a triple threat along with Brock Lesnar. Very interesting match. Brock Lesnar is someone who almost seemed like the de facto guy to be a challenger going for that title into WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, someone you had to figure was going to be a feature going in there as well. Dean Ambrose, a surprise man being the final two in the Royal Rumble last night. Certainly seems like those are the three biggest contenders, and appropriately we'll have a match to figure out which one of those is going to be the one to go on to face Triple H. Fellas, what are you thinking about that?
Kind of curious why it's not Sheamus instead of Brock Lesnar if you go with the final four mentality, because Brock Lesnar was eliminated before Sheamus. But I'm also a little bit surprised that Ambrose is in here in general instead of Sheamus, because I would think that the authority would want to stack the odds against Roman Reigns, and they would want to have Lesnar as kind of like a tweener, Roman Reigns as the babyface, and Sheamus as like their inside guy. Weird that the League of Nations would help out the authority and not get rewarded for their effort.
Now, Tony, listen. We have a few weeks until Fastlane. You never know, that heel turn that people say for Dean will come may actually come for once.
Definitely possible.
I'm surprised that they haven't pulled the trigger on that yet, to be honest with you. It would have made sense if they'd done it by now.
So I wanted to do in the chat room saying is maybe they think this will drive a wedge between Roman and Dean. And that's exactly what I'm thinking. I think they're thinking that they're going to have their sights set on WrestleMania and on the title. And that hunger is going to eventually dissolve their friendship.
But if you think if they were going to do something like that, I understand with the Rumble that they had Triple H eliminate Reigns, but they could have started that at the Rumble just by having Dean eliminate Reigns.
Yeah. I think if they would have done that, they kind of could have done it better like that. But we all know what the rest of the card's going to be, too, for Fastlane, and we really don't know what's happening for WrestleMania for a lot of these people. So this could be a lot of different ways. I mean, this could be a means to work in an Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar match at WrestleMania and get rid of the Wyatt family thing, or we could just have the Wyatt family cost the match for Lesnar. Then it would come down to Ambrose and Reigns, then one of them has to pin each other, and that's where it gets a little bit weird, but Ambrose going in as the Intercontinental Champion is something that I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to. He might be dropping that belt on Raw before Fastlane.
I could see something like that happening.
Maybe like one of those things where it's like, well, over the next couple of weeks, we don't want to have these people face each other all that much, and we clearly have the League of Nations as other people going in. Dean Ambrose, you're going to have to defend your title against Sheamus. Sheamus becomes Intercontinental Champion. We get an Intercontinental title match at WrestleMania with him instead of Dean Ambrose.
That would be one of those things just where, like, Dean Ambrose pisses off Stephanie one night.
Yep.
So, like, oh, tonight you're going to face Rusev.
Yeah, or Del Rio or whatever. Means to get the Intercontinental title on Del Rio instead of the US one, maybe.
Would make more sense.
I could see that happening. I'm going to be paying a lot of attention to what they do with Dean Ambrose more than anybody else in this match, for sure.
Well, Dean Ambrose is the person I'm most excited for what they've been doing with him in 2016 so far.
Mm-hmm.
Out of anybody, like for him to just be pulled into the final two and now be put into this match, it's like, well, finally. Like, how long is it taking you to realize that people love Dean Ambrose and this guy is a main event player?
It's like they got drunk over the holiday break, woke up the next day with a hangover, and just went like, wait a minute, people like Ambrose? Fuck, why haven't we been pushing this guy?
So early predictions. I mean, we're far away from Fastlane, but who do we expect to win this triple threat match?
Reigns.
Yeah, Reigns.
You answered that as quickly as Curtis Axel answered who the weak link of the social outcast was.
I would love to see Brock Lesnar win, but I wouldn't be excited for another Brock Lesnar Triple H match. And again, I'd like to see Dean Ambrose win, but I don't think that's in the cards for him necessarily. It makes sense for the storyline to go forward with Reigns winning, and I want to see that match, but at the same time, I don't want to see that as the main event of WrestleMania.
You know what I really don't want to see over the next couple of weeks? And I know that our fans aren't going to be the ones that do this, but there's going to be people out there. Just because he's brand new to the roster, they're going to be like, I want AJ Styles to get into the match and win it and become the champion and win every title.
Oh, people are pissed because he didn't win the Royal Rumble.
That's so ridiculous.
They're like, oh, he's a jobber just because he didn't win the Royal Rumble.
You know, and the counter argument for that is, well, when Kurt Angle debuted, did he win the championship right away when Triple H debuted? It's that question. Like, why does AJ Styles deserve something that no one else who have had bigger accomplishments before don't have?
Shit, Big Show is the only guy I can think of that won the title on his debut.
And shit, Big Show cried tonight, too. America, yeah.
Right. All right, that's something to do with it.
We had our first match of the night with Kevin Owens going against Dolph Ziggler, continuing this feud. Kevin Owens gets a clean victory with a pop-up powerbomb, though. The whole story they were telling here is they were trying to – each one of them was trying to make themselves look strong to be a candidate for the Authority to pick for their match. Of course, now we already know that wasn't the case of either of them. What do we think Kevin Owens' future is going to be going into WrestleMania?
If he had that title, I would have been – I'd be a little bit more – my bad. I'm so sorry about that.
I don't think he needs a title.
I know, but if I'm a little surprised he didn't pull the Sami Zayn card and just like have him appear right away. I know that it's a little soon. He doesn't need to. He has some stuff in NXT to take care of. But that's a storyline that you could transfer from NXT to the main roster.
And they will. It's a slow burn because that's going to be a long, long story. The fight between those two. There's no need to rush it.
That's true.
It seems like on NXT, Sami Zayn's probably going to be challenging for the NXT title.
Which he could do, but you could also pull double duty that night. I mean, they take a lot of those NXT shows. I think
they're trying to avoid that.
I guess that is true.
They're not taping Dallas. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he could double duty that weekend. I was referring to that more than anything. Is that on a Friday or is that on a Wednesday?
I think it's on Saturday.
Oh, really? Shit. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Is it? Or is it
– Oh, Saturday's the Hall of Fame. You're right. It might be Friday.
Mm. April 1st. So it's Saturday, isn't it?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. Let me look at that calendar I have on the wall. It's Friday. Yeah.
But, I don't know. But when it comes to Kevin Owens, I don't know what they could have done with him.
Hold on. No. Can we talk about wall calendars for a second? Anybody out there use wall calendars anymore?
I think people get gag gifts of like celebrities or hot women. I know my grandpa for a number of years would just give me a calendar of a bunch of girls on bikes, and I was like,
I think
cool.
Like 7 years ago, I gave a friend a gag gift for Christmas of nuns having fun. It was like nuns like with hula hoops and riding roller coasters and stuff.
Was it a calendar?
Yeah, it was a wall calendar.
Oh, that's awesome.
Tons of people still use them. They're all old. But
yeah, like old people, they still use the ones they get from like the pizza place.
they got to get
cleaners
because they're not going to spend any money on it, right?
Well, the whole thing that brings this up is because I work in a mall and there was a kiosk there in front of my store, and I'm just like, who's still buying this stuff?
Was it that like now that it's the beginning of the year?
Oh, they're gone now.
All the clearance kind of things?
Oh, yeah, no. As soon as the new year happened, they had like a 30% off sale, and now they're gone. Mm-hmm. They were there for like 2 weeks. Oh, Peter Piccinini says he has a Knockouts TNA calendar.
Good for you. Not very many
why.
People admit
wink, wink.
That.
All right, anyway, back to Kevin Owens. What were you saying, Drew?
I don't know what else you could really do with him. No, I would say it's been along the lines of AJ Styles, possibly, since they had that connection from the Rumble. But mm-hmm. it looks like that might be a Chris Jericho AJ Styles feud going forward. So I don't know what exactly they have in plans for Kevin Owens, but I'll be interested in it because it's Kevin Owens. They'll figure out something.
Right. I mean, we could have a lot of different things. We could do Sami Zayn. We could do AJ Styles. We could do Brock Lesnar still. I mean, it's not an impossibility. Or we could have him involved in that generic mid-card mashup kind of thing. Like, maybe that's what Sheamus does. Maybe it's Sheamus and Owens and Styles and Jericho in a Fatal 4-Way.
Which is possible.
Maybe Kevin Owens just sits at catering and eats all the cookies.
I don't blame him, dude.
Chocolate chip, dude.
I know people would complain if he did it, but I wouldn't be mad if I was just sitting at catering, watching WrestleMania, just eating a bunch of fucking cookies.
Here's one thing for sure. I don't think any of us are expecting a high-profile match for Dolph Ziggler this WrestleMania.
No. Nope.
I like Dolph, but he's not getting a good treatment this year.
He'll either get the Andre the Giant Battle Royal or, I don't know, maybe that four-team tag match that they do every year on the pre-show now.
You think he's just going to get put into a random tag team?
I don't know. Goldust is looking for a partner.
I'm pretty sure he's still going to end up with R-Truth.
Ah, that's a damn shame. That was funny tonight.
Or, no, you know what, actually, that... All right, we'll come back to that.
I got something to say about that, too.
Yeah, I have a few things to say about that, so I don't want to just dabble on that and not take our gloves off and get deep.
We don't dabble.
Yeah, we don't dabble.
Can we dabble in the Jericho segment, though?
That one, okay. That's the dabbler, so you have to. Our next segment we had in the show was a lot of fun. We had the Social Outcast coming to the ring, and they immediately start picking a fight with Flo Rida, because Heath Slater, of course, has some history with Flo Rida. I think it was WrestleMania 24, where they got into each other's face and pushed
24?
Each other. Oh, no, it had been 28, right?
28, yeah. Yes.
24 was a long-ass time ago now. Holy shit.
I was going to say, has this been going on since 24? Holy shit. It's like the longest feud in WWE.
Well, I was just thinking because I knew it was one in Florida. So I was like, it had to have been 24. They didn't have another one in Florida since then, did they? It's like, oh, yeah, they did. They go to Florida a lot. Anyway, they're picking a fight with Flo Rida. They call him into the ring. It eventually leads to a rap battle where we find out Bo Dallas actually has some rap skills. He's Bo Rida. And he actually seals the segment. Flo Rida comes back with something. It didn't even freaking matter. Bo Dallas won everybody's hearts over with the segment. Not that they didn't already like this guy. But Social Outcasts continue to be more and more entertaining every week. In my opinion, growing more and more than the New Day.
Yeah,
take that.
Well, the New Day's been around for months and months. Eventually, their act's going to get a little bit stale. Let's see what happens with the Social Outcasts by next January. You know,
I don't know. But the thing with the Social Outcasts is you can always trade someone in. There's always someone that could replace someone with them. It's how many people you can replace in the New Day?
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
What, like somebody gets too popular to be an outcast?
You can't sit with us anymore. You have to go sit with the cool kids. You gotta sit at that table over there with Dolph Ziggler and Daniel Bryan, where they're all assholes, the mean clique.
Maybe that's what Ryback's gonna do in the future. He's gonna be a part of the Social Outcast.
Yeah, no, we've talked about that before. Ryback would be a perfect fit for the Social Outcast.
He can wear that little propeller hat that we were talking about and everything.
Yeah, I could definitely see Ryback as that jock that no one likes, so he just hangs out with them.
Yeah, how good was sorry,
great.
That's pretty good. I loved it.
How good was Bo Dallas though?
I loved it.
Better than Flo Rida.
I don't know if I'm a fan of his trunks or his singlet he wore tonight.
That was so weird. But at least I don't have to worry about him pooping his pants anymore.
I guess so. I guess listen, I think he was trying to cover up that flab he has, so Bo Rida is still fucking awesome though. So glad. I'm not a fan of Flo Rida, and I remember at 28, I was just like, this is terrible. And this is why I hate concerts, and thank God they didn't really do much with him other than that. Flo Rida, big thumbs up.
All right, folks, you are listening to the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio, the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where we're going to be taking comments out of the chat room for you guys. We got 35 hearts so far in there, guys. Trying to make a record every night. I think we hit 160 last night. So we got quite a ways to go if we're going to hit that record tonight. So hit up lots of hearts in there, because We need our ego inflated. You can also tweet to us at Raw Post Show. And of course, you could use the SpeakPipe widget by heading to MegaPowersRadio.com. We got a couple here, actually. So let's see what we got from the SpeakPipe.
Dan Sando isn't dead.
I wonder who that is. It's probably Tony.
Huh.
I hope it is. Tony, is that you?
Me or Theidman?
Theidman. You know you don't have that much fucking comedy in you.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. We love you, Tony.
Damn right.
All right. Well, we got another voicemail. Let's see what this one says.
Hey, you guys. Moro Supremo here. I wonder, what do you think about the segment with the Rocker and the music? I think it was fucking awesome, though. What do you think?
Well, Moro Supremo, it's a good thing that you submitted a question asking about a segment on Raw to the Raw Post Show, because that is exactly what we do here.
Woo!
So, let's go ahead and just talk about that segment then. It's not exactly in order, but The Rock, being teased all throughout the night, they had a black limo there. It's, who's going to be in this limo? Who's going to be in this limo? And when they finally went to have someone reveal it, it ended up being The Miz. Oh, we were all fooled. But then a black truck skids in, and it's The Rock, and he's coming in. He's got a big smile on his face. He's having a jolly old time. He approaches the Big Show, and they relive the past when they were both in that Royal Rumble. And I gotta say, I love when The Rock was like, hey, remember that time when, like, we both got eliminated at the same time, but they said I won? And Big Show's like, yeah, but really, I should have won. And The Rock's like, yeah, I agree. I agree, too. You should have won. It went into this whole thing about, like, what could have happened if Big Show had won, and he maybe would have been the Scorpion King. Then he also approaches Lana and then do all this teasing about how they must have had this love affair. And then finally, Rock comes out to the ring. He has a few seconds of his own speak time until he's interrupted by The New Day, who just takes this whole segment to hell. This has to be one of the worst performances I've seen by The New Day. They got on my nerves so much. Rock tempted them to get into the ring. They said they weren't going to. This brings out the Usos. They have a quick little beatdown, or really just a set of moves on The New Day really quick. And that's our appearance by The Rock. No actual scene of what we might be seeing, what The Rock is going to be doing at WrestleMania. And really just basically a hello by The Rock.
I don't think it's fair enough to say that this is worse than what The New Day did a couple weeks ago. I think that if you're down on New Day, the next bunch of things are just going to be, well, I don't really like it all that much, which is fair. But come on, the couple weeks ago when they had that other segment, that was bad compared to this.
You know what? The thing about The New Day now that really bothers me is just how reliant they are on booty.
They really are.
It's
every week
stupid.
It's a new booty joke.
And it was funny maybe the first two times, but I don't know if like it's funny with 12-year-olds or something like that because they're talking about ass, but fuck. I don't think I can handle that anymore.
They're doing the same thing that pretty much every comedic person does.
Yeah,
whether they're like a normal comedian or something else. They thought something was catching on, and they're driving it into the ground. Everybody knows it. It's not a justification, but
I get that. And I understand that to an extent, but at the same time, you got to realize at some point that the content is not as good as what it once was, so you have to keep on refreshing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a part of that, and also the unicorn, and I know we're in the PG era, and they can only go so far with what it was, but I can only, Llama Penis was kind of stupid. I think that would be the best way of saying it.
Yeah, but how hypocritical is the crowd that they'll rip on Roman Reigns for the dumb testicle jokes he'll make, or Chris Jericho for the Rudy Tootie Booty. Then Rock and say Llama Penis, and everyone's mm-hmm. clapping along and laughing.
Everybody's he said penis because he's Rock, and I love you.
Well, fella, you forgot about tater tots.
Yeah, yes. The Rock gets way too much leeway. Kalen brought it up in the chat. He says The Rock says pie all the time and makes all the pie jokes, and The New Day has the booty stuff. I mean, The Rock, his shtick has gotten old. But I will agree, for anybody that says that they liked his backstage stuff, tonight was different, and I liked that a lot.
Yeah, I would give this a thumbs up from The Rock as well. It was a better performance than what we've had the past few times from The Rock, and by a few times, I mean like back in like 2012, 2013.
I just loved his high energy, super positivity attitude.
And you think that would have translated well with the New Day, just like the power of positivity. Unfortunately, it didn't translate as well, but I think it was still a good segment overall. I'm not going to crap on the New Day. I thought it was kind of funny. But the one thing that did annoy me, and it's not really like a fault of anyone, but they were talking about how they had gold. Those titles are fucking bronze. The pennies. Shut the fuck up.
Well, trumpet's gold.
Well, they could be gold. Certain types of gold has different sheens to it.
It's made out of gold with a bronze coating. You sure? Just to make it so people don't want to steal it as much.
Oh.
Lana looked good backstage. I always shit on Lana.
Fantastic.
But she looks so much better with her hair down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope that's a regular thing now, yeah.
She also looks good when she like unbuttons her shirt one too many times. That also helps out as well.
I love the Big Show stuff, though. Probably the best out of everything.
Yes.
Like, just crunching the laptop, just being like, that sucks.
So since that happened, is he either going to, like, go on a punching spree and just, like, punch everyone now, or is he just going to be Sensitive Big Show and no one takes him seriously?
Sensitive Big Show.
Yeah, he's just...
team up with crack cocaine.
This is just Babyface Big Show. That's why I like Babyface Big Show. He's so much fun.
He's Babyface now?
He's been Babyface for, like, 3 weeks, dude.
Yeah, he's been Babyface pretty much ever since the Wyatts attacked him.
See, I didn't know if that would constitute that, because that led to nothing. I just assumed he was healed this whole time.
Dude, he took a selfie with a fan last week.
He's Babyface in the same way that Paige is. They just decided that they're Babyface now. They didn't do a turn or anything, really, for the most part. But I did like this. I thought that this was a great segment, and even the Miz's part. Like, the Miz has really, for the past couple of years, not been used as much as a WWE superstar, as much as, like, Miz TV and just, like, a guy, kind of. And he's really been lackluster. But showing him in this kind of capacity, you have a little bit more fun with the character. He's going to be a heel pretty much forever. And when you have somebody like The Rock come in and just supersede everything that he says that he is and stuff like that, that's fun.
He talks about being such a big star, and The Rock comes in and is even like happy to see him. And then he's just like, hey, park The Rock's car.
Yeah, just like that condescension level where it's like, you don't even need to say that the other person is garbage. It's just kind of like, all right, hey, buddy, yeah, keep doing whatever you're doing. And can you park my car? All right, see ya. Real guy's here. Like, I like that kind of stuff.
Peter Piccanini in the chat is saying that Miz should be a manager, and I think that'll be fine down the line, but he could still wrestle. Mm-hmm. So as long as he could still actively wrestle himself, I think it's fine, even if it's on a shorter-term basis. He's still an asset to the company.
Miz will definitely be something in the future, whether he's a manager, commentator, interviewer, general manager, something like that.
He could be the host of SmackDown.
Yeah, he could be doing that. Just go back to what he originally did.
Wouldn't that be great if eventually he got put onto like some celebrity Real World?
Anytime I think about when he was the host of SmackDown, all I could think of is just like one of the vignettes they showed for him, and he was just throwing water balloons at people. It's pretty stupid.
That's what he's going to do in the future in WWE.
Just throw water balloons.
Water balloons at people.
And then he's like, swerved. It's not a show anymore. Swerved.
All right. Well, thank you, Mauro Supremo, for that voicemail. Got a good conversation out of that. Let's continue the conversation that we had. We were talking about Social Outcasts, who end up having a match with the Dudley Boys afterward. Dudley Boys win with a 3D on Curtis Axel. Nothing more to report there. Just figured if you didn't see Raw, you'd like to know what happened. You guys don't have anything to actually say about that, right?
No, just that Bo Ryder is so much better.
Yeah, absolutely. We should have Bo Dallas do like the WrestleMania theme song. Welcome, Bo, my house.
It should be NXT TakeOver Bo Dallas.
Oh, that'd be great. Backstage, we have AJ Styles being interviewed by Renee Young, but is interrupted by Chris Jericho, who condescendingly tells him, welcome to the big leagues, kid. Basically slaps him on the belt, but it was on the shoulder. But same type of
attitude. The belt.
That'd be really creepy. This led to a match between the two of them, which was announced earlier in the show. And as soon as they had the title card for this match come up, I was super happy. It's like, oh, it's Christmas come early. Couldn't believe they were doing this match already. I thought they would just have AJ Styles face like, I don't know, Zack Ryder, Darren Young, or some crap. But no, we get him versus Chris Jericho, and these guys have a damn good Raw match. They continue teasing that Styles clash. We didn't get to see it again in this match. AJ Styles got the win via a continuation of roll-ups. And what more is there to say? They had a great match here. Chris Jericho almost resists doing the handshake afterward, but eventually gives in, but doesn't let go. He pulls AJ Styles back into a face-to-face mode and then walks away on his terms. I'm not sure if this necessarily leads to something as a feud as far as going into WrestleMania. Maybe just a Fastlane match, or maybe nothing at all, but they certainly had a good match here on Raw.
Yeah, I like the match. And I can see it being all whole sorts of different ways. I mean, they could wrestle at Fastlane for sure. They could wrestle at WrestleMania. Or they could just not at all. I mean, like, I wouldn't be too surprised if that's all we see of these two. At least for now. I mean, in the future, maybe they'll wrestle on, like, a Night of Champions or something like that.
It leaves the road open.
Yeah. And if they don't end up doing that, I wouldn't want people to get all upset and be like, well, they were building up to that or whatever. No, not necessarily. Not every match is building up to something extra.
So one of my favorite things about Kevin Owens is that they've always booked him to have multiple enemies.
Mm-hmm.
He's always pissing off more than one person. And that's what every person should be like. They should have multiple things going on. People are multifaceted. They're not just going to have something going on with one person in their life.
Right.
Know? So if they can pull that off with AJ Styles in a similar way, that'd be great. Because we're still learning about AJ Styles. Even the people outside of it, we don't know what they're going to be doing with his character here in WWE. We don't know if there's going to be relation with those other Bullet Club members or Nakamura. So there's a lot of unanswered questions, even just as far as AJ Styles' personality himself, let alone what his road's going to be storyline-wise. So it's intriguing, and I think this has been a good start. And anybody who's down about it so far, get over it. I just want
to be patient, I would say.
I just want to clarify something too. His theme song, it's weird. I don't hate it. I think some people misinterpreted what I said last night on the show. I don't think it's a terrible theme song. I think it's a good theme song. I just don't understand why AJ Styles has it.
Yeah, it's definitely a weird theme song. It's one that one definitely has to like get used to before you really like it.
It'll probably grow on me a little bit more as it goes there. I like the song. The song's definitely bumping. It's like, it'd be great if it was like, I don't know, Titus O'Neil's?
Titus O'Neil's, you know, Apollo Crews, maybe.
It's not just because he's black. It's just because, you know, he's got that urban attitude.
Well, yeah. First off, you mean to tell me somebody misinterpreted something that we've said on one of these shows? Oh, my God, yeah.
Well, it was funny. Like, he's coming out to this gangster rap, and then he's talking, and he's like, yeah, this is where I belong. This is where I should have been all along. And he's talking, he's got this, like, southern drawl, and I'm like, this doesn't fit.
I like it. I don't know. Something's weird about it, like you said, but I'm digging it. And I want somebody to do an outro and send it in to us for this week. One of you people out there, whether it's you send it on Megamaniacs or you send it through the SpeakPipe or something, I don't know, whatever the case may be, do this theme and send it to us, and we'll do that as the outro.
There you go, folks. Open challenge has been laid. GhostFlux72B with an AJ Styles comment saying his pyro was cool, and I do agree. They're getting his package together nice. They still need to work on, you know, a few things. The Tron, obviously. He's not doing that thing with his hands where he shows off the gloves. That's kind of bothering me, because that was one of the cool things he always did.
The thing with his hands?
Yeah, you know how he's got the gloves that where he puts them together, it has the little AJ symbol on them?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
He hasn't done that at all.
Huh. Yeah, I didn't even remember about that. Maybe that's just something that they're going to wait until like he builds up some of the more different aspects of his character. Well, kind of like, don't do it all at once, sort of.
I was trying to get a look at it, and I'm not sure, but from what it looks like, the outfit that he's wearing, his attire, is the same attire he was wearing before. So it's not like he got new attire. He's wearing the same outfit he was wearing anywhere else. So I'm thinking maybe the symbol on his gloves is the old AJ Styles symbol, and they haven't gotten new gloves that have their version of the AJ Styles symbol yet. So maybe that's why they're asking him not to do it.
Yeah. Just wait until like they sort out extra gear that they want for him, extra logos, because wasn't the t-shirt that they made up like real generic?
Real generic, but yet it's sold out like hotcakes.
Yeah. Hotcakes.
Not as cool as that new Austin Aries shirt. Did you see that thing?
I haven't seen it yet.
That was pretty cool. All these cool people coming in. Man, wrestling is going to be so cool over the next few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I'm not as big of a fan of TNA or anybody like that, it still is really exciting when somebody comes in. And I was actually thinking during the show tonight, when AJ Styles is out there and I'm, you know, having flashbacks of what it used to be with WCW and WWE, where one person comes over and it's just like, oh my God, Jericho's in WWF now and that kind of thing. How cool is this time right now in wrestling where it seems like the Vince McMahon mentality of like, well, we don't really want to bring in those people, or like, well, we don't want to take a risk with this person. That's really starting to drop off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're getting set up for like an amazing couple of years. Shit, Austin Aries, one of the best guys that was in TNA, comes in and he's on the developmental program.
Oh, it's short term.
No, I mean, that's not a bad thing at all.
Oh.
He's going to be helping out the developmental people, which means that those people are going to learn so much more from somebody like an Austin Aries.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he's going to be there to help make their matches better because he's a veteran. So somebody like a Baron Corbin, who has been doing a hell of a lot better this past year, is going to go even higher up because he's working with somebody who's more advanced. He's going to learn more, and by the time those people come up to WWE's main roster, they're going to be better. And then on Austin Aries and Samoa Joe and all that, they can move up too, and it's just going to be like, we're going to be banging on all cylinders, man. It's going to be crazy.
It's either going to be that, and in a few years, it's going to be weird to think that Dolph Ziggler probably won't be with the company anymore because he's useless.
Well, he's also just getting older.
Yeah. Well, fuck, Austin Aries is like 37, and I just saw that t-shirt, Austin Aries. It's pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
I like it. It's unfortunate that wrestling t-shirts aren't that awesome. Otherwise, I'd wear it.
There are more and more designs coming out that I feel are wearable in public. They've gotten better with that, as opposed to like, oh man, they used to be so bad. Remember in the late like 90s when most of the shirts were just like a graphic of the wrestler themselves and then their own name below it. It's like, you can't wear that anywhere.
I think like the only one you could wear was like an Austin 316 or an NWO t-shirt.
Well, yeah, because wrestling was cooler at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you wore a DX shirt, it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
If you wore like, you know, the skull from the Austin thing, it was cool or whatever like that. But you look like an idiot if like you're wearing something that's got like the – like I had an In Your House Mind Games t-shirt, so it was – freaking
any event t-shirts are definitely off the table.
I'm gonna Shawn Michaels looking back a little bit concerned at Mankind, and it's like, the hell are you wearing, dude?
I'm gonna link that Austin Aries t-shirt, and it's cool. It's just that it's the back of the t-shirt that I don't like.
The back?
Yeah, just like ambition and vision. That's like some inspirational shit. I don't need that in my life.
I wonder if that's what he's going to do, because if you look at the front of the shirt, it's got that like Japanese Zen symbol to it. So maybe that's something he's going to have as part of his character.
Ambition. Hopefully he has the...
Too bad we didn't get to freaking learn anything about it, because Baron Corbin just like destroyed him before he even gets to the ring.
If he's going to have that Japanese background with him, dude, hopefully he gets that AJ Styles commentator to come out and introduce him then.
Yeah, he's going to get the old Tensai theme. Skyora!
Austin! Aries! We had Sasha Banks in her first match in Raw in a long time with Becky Lynch. And unfortunately, we didn't get to see an ending to this match because it was interrupted by Charlotte. This was, I would say, a little bit better than that match that they had a month and a half ago or so. But I know they got far better in the tank, and they might just be saving it for a higher profile match. The bigger story they're trying to tell here right now is the Divas champion Charlotte and her dissension with both of these ladies. Triple threat, I'm guessing.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
If it's not really a way to go
with this.
Yeah, if it's not a fast lane, it's definitely going to be at the Mania.
See, I don't know what they would rather do. I don't know if I'd rather have them do a singles match with Sasha at Fastlane and the triple threat at Mania, or do the triple threat at Fastlane and then do the singles match with Sasha at WrestleMania.
Well, don't forget that they also have a good, good possibility that they wouldn't do any kind of a title match at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, this is true.
They could always do those generic tag matches.
Or they could do both.
Yeah, they could do both.
Because they are doing two stories right now. They have that going on, and then they have the Total Divas story that they're doing.
Fun fact, they have a Francesca RIP t-shirt on the WWE shop.
They have a t-shirt for the trombone.
Yeah, for the death of him.
Francesca is one of the most over divas right now.
Right. There you go. Well, Francesca versus Charlotte WrestleMania.
Well, she was. Not anymore.
Well, now Francesca too is.
Yeah.
She's got some gold.
Amen.
So no other thoughts about
legacy
what
a wrestler.
No other thoughts about this divas feud we got?
It was a fine match. I wasn't a fan of ugly ass interrupting the match.
All right. So we had a backstage segment where Goldust approaches R-Truth, or at least we see him backstage looking for R-Truth. He starts listening to R-Truth's iPod, and finally R-Truth does show up, and Goldust is doing that stuttering thing he used to do again, which I always hated. So I'm not happy to see that again. But besides that, this actually ended up being a pretty fun, funny segment where Goldust asked R-Truth to be his partner, but then R-Truth was, nah, man, I'm married. Like, that's cool, but I just don't swing that way.
Thank God Darren Young wasn't there to ruin everything. He probably got offended by it.
Might have said yes.
God, don't tell me that's where they're going with this. Because he did come out with Damian Sandow, and he doesn't seem to be partnering up with Titus O'Neil anymore.
Yeah,
Dolan Thomas is turning into Darren Young. I didn't even think about that. Now I'm disappointed.
They're not going to do that.
No. Okay.
I would be fine with Darren Young and some other person tagging up or whatever like that. I don't want Goldust and Darren Young as a tag team. That's my issue with it. Before anybody misconstrues this as it being like an anti-homophobic kind of thing or something like that, that's not my issue.
You think it would be like a new Billy and Chuck?
If they could figure out somebody other than a Goldust that could work with that, I would be at least a little bit interested in who that would, would be.
Orlando Jordan.
I don't want him back.
Yeah, I don't want him back either.
I mean, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head on the roster right now I would. The Rossler starring, what's his name, Mickey Rourke. I mean, they already kind of took a lot of those people that I would have slotted in that into the social outcasts, like an Adam Rose or Bo Dallas or whatever. But the thing that bugged me about this was that they didn't pay it off yet, because I was kind of hoping that this would have tied into something that, spoiler alert for people who want to know this, Cody tweeted out Stardust is done. So I'm assuming Cody Rhodes is coming back. And if they do that, and that's going to be Goldust's new partner, kind of hoping that would have just happened tonight, because I want Cody Rhodes back. So I'm going to have to wait, I guess.
That was going to bring up what I was going to say. If you remember, the debut of Stardust was actually when Cody was like, listen, I'm not fit to be your partner. I'm going to find you a new tag partner. And he tried a few weeks of pairing Goldust with all these other people. I think he tried with R-Truth. He tried with someone else. I can't remember who. And then finally, that's when he came out as Stardust.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're going to do something similar, only in reverse.
I'd be down for that. Those two work really well as a tag team.
And then Cody's going to turn on him, and they're going to have their match at WrestleMania. All right. So we had Bray Wyatt versus Kane. Yuck.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the lows of the night. I didn't care for it.
Something to continue the Wyatt family looking strong. They just beat up Kane a little bit and then posed at the end and said, follow the buzzards.
Ben!
Calling out for Ben. All right, folks. So we want to continue inviting you all out there to participate in the chat room. Keep putting those hearts in there. We're up to 69 hearts. Still nowhere near the record, though. I want to break a new record on our hearts tonight, so get it up there. I think we had 160-something last night. So let's get them way up there and beyond that. You can tweet to us at Raw Post Show and submit a voicemail via SpeakPipe on our MegaPowersRadio.com website. Just scroll down the participate section and you can record a little voicemail. We got another one in here. This one comes to us from Santina.
Why did Triple H win the title?
It's what's best for business.
Drew, is that you?
No. Mine was the Charlotte fucking sucks because she's ugly.
What is Santina?
What did they even say? Why did Triple H win the title?
Yeah.
It's best for business. Tony answered it already.
Yeah, that's
typical storyline of Roman Reigns being up against the authority and needs to fight his way back. He's winning the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah, fact of the matter is just really no better story to do right now.
It's an attempt to replicate the Daniel Bryan thing.
Only with someone who's better off than Daniel Bryan.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us that, Drew. Continuing the conversation, we had another Divas match of Alicia Fox teamed with Brie Bella to go against Paige and Natalya. This is their total Divas storyline, so I'm sure there's more to this that I'm just not getting. But you know what else wasn't getting was time for this match, because this match was about a minute and a half long. Paige gets the pin after a rampage. You know, I honestly think this could have been a better match if it had another few minutes to it, but it was just so quick and so rushed, it didn't matter.
Could have been a better match, but at the same time, I think the ceiling for it still wasn't worth it.
I think the issue might have, I think the issue was probably that that Rock freaking thing went on for like 30 fucking minutes. At least it felt like it.
Yeah, that definitely still
enjoyed it. I still enjoyed it, but goddamn, that felt like it took forever.
I'll tell you what, they did all that stuff in the back, and I thought like it was going to end with The Rock saying, all right, let's get ready. And he was going to like walk along, and you know how they had the music start playing in the background, and then they go to commercial. I thought they were going to do that, and then when they came back, it would be him coming to the ring. But they just continued it. So I was like, oh, God. I had to poop really bad, so it didn't help.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, man.
That's cool.
That's cool. You were just able to shit all over this tag match, right?
Yeah, there you go. And you know where I'd chat directly? Was on top of Alicia Fox's head, and that's how she got her new hairstyle. All right, we had a match between The Miz and Kalisto. Kalisto won with a Salida del Sol. I don't have much to say about this.
It was a good match.
It was fine. Everyone's talking about the main problem was the fact that Kalisto shouldn't have just done this title twice. And I have to agree, because at this point, my interest in Kalisto has just kind of waned.
I also would be more interested if this wasn't heading into WrestleMania. Because I got to assume they're not giving him a singles match. And if it's like, you don't give him a singles match, you already did this kind of thing happening, that sort of shows that you really don't care all that much. Like, if this were post-Extreme Rules, I'd be more psyched about it. Right now, he needs to do a lot more work in the next couple of weeks.
Drew, anything to add?
I don't know. I like the guy, but I never thought that they would give him the second title this quickly, so it's just a weird situation. You're just going to, like, I guess test the ropes, really, and see how far you could get with this. But I would not be surprised if they end up dropping the title with him if he just, you know, doesn't do much with it. So I don't know if I'd expect him to have the title come Mania. I really don't see it. I would not be surprised if a Kevin Owens or, fuck, even AJ Styles win the title in some capacity. Or someone on the League of Nations, like a Wade Barrett. I don't know. Kalisto could piss off Triple H just by walking by him, so.
You have to spill some coffee on him or sneeze on him or something.
It was like, never mind. He was just like, fuck you, Kalisto.
We had Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose going against League of Nations members Rusev and Sheamus. Roman Reigns gets the win on this with a spear. Afterwards, we had Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose put Rusev through a table a la Shield style. So that was a fun little throwback to what they used to do together, but nothing notable about the tag match. We already spoke about how afterward the match, they came out and announced the match for Fastlane. Anything about this match you guys want to say, though?
It was okay. Wasn't amazing. Wasn't bad. It was a decent way to end Raw.
Yeah, generic.
It's Sheamus. You probably didn't watch it.
Yeah, you're totally right.
WWE was also out there as well, so even a better reason not to watch for you.
Yep.
So have we hit that heart record yet?
We're getting really close to it. We're at 157.
Well, actually, mine says 164 now.
Oh, now, yeah, 163. All right, we're probably just about there. Good job, guys. All right, I'm pretty sure we're probably over it by now. Doesn't mean you should stop, though. Set a good record. So we have to try to break it another time.
The chat's just hearts now. That's it.
Sweet. So we got nothing else to really talk about from Raw. Guess the next thing we can do is the good, the bad, and the ugly, where we're going to talk about the best part of Raw, the worst part of Raw, and what the most god-awful, must-avoid part of Raw was. If you have a good, bad, and ugly, go ahead and drop it in the room. Otherwise, just wait for ours.
God damn it.
Yes, it is. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Drew, what's your good, bad, and ugly?
My good for tonight definitely is going to be just Bo Rida. Nothing else can top that. My bad for the night, I'm going to go with Bray Wyatt Kane. Definitely wasn't interested in it. Definitely did not hype me up like it probably should have. And my ugly, it's going to be the Hulkster in the front fucking row, man. Jesus Christ. Looks like shit. And also, yeah, by the way, yeah, the reason why they moved him, I realize now, is probably the Randy Savage thing.
I'm assuming that was it. They do that all the time whenever someone comes dressed up and they're very obvious there on camera. They either move them or they make them change and they give them some type of like typical WWE merchandise.
I'm surprised it took them as long, though, because they were there for the first hour at least.
I think they want to see if the people behave, and they were being kind of rowdy. Like, they were really, like, shaking their hands and pointing at people a lot.
I am surprised they even allowed... I bet they didn't want The Rock to do this, but I'm really surprised The Rock didn't have the common sense to not go up to Hulk Hogan, you know, since he hates black people now.
Yeah, but The Rock can do whatever The Rock wants.
I guess.
They're not going to get mad at The Rock.
That is true.
I'll tell you what, it would have been kind of funny, though, if that guy dressed up as Hulk Hogan would have made a Byron Saxton comment.
That black guy over there, his name is Byron Saxton.
I don't like him.
Yeah, he's on my list. Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly?
My good's going to go to the majority of The Rock stuff. I think that the backstage stuff in particular was really fun and something different. And probably the most that I've enjoyed The Rock over the past, like, five times that he's been on WWE TV. So kudos to The Rock for doing something different. Bad's going to go to the fact that Goldust is stuttering again, because I did not like that at all. Just please don't do it anymore. And the ugly is going to go to the Macho Man guy's impression. Terrible.
The Rock was just like, ugh.
Just like, God damn it, dude. He didn't saved you for last.
Yeah, he didn't want to be an asshole, so he just like walked away, but you could tell he was like, oh, damn you, dude. All right, we got a couple in the chat room here. We got Silent Wind of Doom saying, good, The Rock's promo, bad. I'm upset he used Danny Tanner's name in vain, said by Byron Saxton. The ugly, thought of the smell of rotten testicles. That was a pretty nasty imagery come to mind with that. GhostFlux72B saying, good, The Rock promo, bad, New Day's jumpsuit, and ugly, AJ's hair. I like AJ's hair.
It's alright.
Yeah. Mauro Supremo, good, AJ versus Jericho, bad, Kane versus Bray Wyatt, ugly, Goldust gay. Peter Picanini, good, New Day owns Rock Band. Oh, no, New Day owns Rock. Bad. Rock taking forever in the back in an unnecessary part and ugly, the Rock guy's costume.
You know, I actually thought that said Rock Band as well, so I'll give you a pass for that.
Oh, the worst part is the fact that the New Day owns that game.
They definitely played that game on Up, Up, Down, Down, I'm sure, right? I'm pretty sure I saw a video of them playing it with Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. I think I might have skipped that one.
You skipped the one with Sasha Banks?
No, because it's not the only one. She's not the only one that's like in the focal point. It's like Seth Rollins that's singing or something.
Okay.
You know. Do you not want to hear him go, ha, ha, ha.
That would have been him singing the whole time. It would have been great.
All right. So for me, my good, I'm going to give it to the AJ Styles, Chris Jericho match. My bad, I'm going to give to the Bray Wyatt and Kane match. And to the ugly, I'm going to give to Alicia Fox's hair, because that is still... You want to talk about bad haircuts. She had like some kind of extra shave into it now where it had like a shooting star in it. It was terrible.
I didn't even notice her hair.
No. This is why I do the leading on this. Come, come up with the hard facts that people need to know. All right, folks, it's time to get to everyone's favorite part of the show here. We're going to do the games. And as you know, the way we do this is we play a few games here, and the winner gets to pick how the loser has to do our plugs at the end of the show. And we like to have you, the fans out there, make suggestions of how those plugs are done. So if you out there want to know what is, or you have a suggestion of what you would like to hear the person do, drop it in the chat room, tweet to us, and perhaps we'll pick that one. I'm not sure if Silent One the Doom is saying do him like Kevin James. Oh no, he's talking about The Rock saying the guy looked like Paul Blart.
Huh.
Whatever.
I think it's his
fat. That's why he's the host of the show.
Alright, folks, so we're gonna do one game of In Other Words. We have a shorter cast today, so I'm just gonna make this nice and simple. So the way In Other Words works is that I'm going to read a paraphrase clue of a superstar, a diva, event, or something else that may or may not be wrestling related. Players must translate the phrase into the correct answer.
So in other words, Tony's going to win.
To give you guys an example from last week, we did Force of Injury, which was Powers of Pain, or the one I personally liked best from last week, Boulevard Beagle, which was Road Dog. So I'm going to make the odds a little bit more interesting for you guys this week. So if you get the one that's given to you first correct, you get 2 points. And if you pass it on, the next person will only get 1 point. And if you guess incorrectly, you only lose 1 point. So there's a little bit more of an enticement to you guys to guess if you aren't sure. So you guys are all familiar with the rules on this, yes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's see if you guys can guess these ones. In other words, I think Drew was the last one to win a game because Wago won last week and Drew won the week before.
I thought Tony won last week.
Did you win last week, Tony?
I think so.
Oh.
I don't remember for sure. Last week's a long time ago.
Last week is a long time ago. I should really start tracking these down a little bit more.
Audience, tell us who won. No, it wasn't me.
All right, then we'll just do Tony first. Actually, wait, I did put this in a notebook somewhere.
What the fuck is that?
I'm looking for my notebook.
I was like, Jesus Christ.
In other words.
So, yes, according to...
Texas Tornado.
Correct. According to my notes here, Tony Mango had the most points last week. So, you are right. Tony Mango did win. So, Tony, you will be first on this.
Woo.
So, Tony, in other words... The ill-behaved gentleman. The ill-behaved gentleman.
Hmm. It's probably so easy, but I'm going to pass.
Drew, the ill-behaved gentleman for 1 point.
Hmm. Ill-behaved. I'm going to pass.
Ill-behaved gentleman is the bad guy.
Oh, Razor Ramon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy. God damn it.
All right, no points for that. Drew, you get first dibs at this one. Drew, in other words, what is filthy feats?
Filthy feats.
Filthy feats. Tony, what is filthy feats?
Tripping me up when it comes to filthy here. I can think of way too many words.
Filthy feats. All right, filthy feats is dirty deeds.
Damn.
Dirty deeds.
Yeah.
So far, no points scored on these. We got two down. We got a few more to go here. Drew, we'll come back to you then. Tony.
Oh.
This one's back to you. We just did one for you, Drew. Tony, you get first dibs on this one. In other words, what is intelligent executioner?
Intelligent executioner. Oh, man. This is something that if I'm going to take a guess here.
Okay, intelligent executioner is?
Sharpshooter?
It's not sharpshooter.
Damn.
Well, it's 1 point for Tony. Drew, you have an opportunity for a point here. I just gave it away. Intelligent executioner.
Mm.
I want to go with the Celeb role assassin.
Yeah, he shouldn't get credit for that shit. Yeah,
you, no, you know, I wasn't going to guess. I was like, oh, and I'm beating Tony right now? Ah.
Yeah, so. Okay. So, all right, I'll give you first dibs on this one, Drew. In other words, what is Colossal Cardinal Apparatus?
Colossal Apparatus. I'm just trying to think what's similar to apparatus. I'm going to have to pass on this one. I'm not going to get it.
All right. Tony, Colossal Cardinal Apparatus.
You're saying carnal or cardinal?
Cardinal.
Cardinal like the bird.
Like the bird.
Colossal Cardinal Apparatus. Big Red Machine?
Big Red Machine.
Oh, nice.
Plus one for Tony. That brings you to even points. So we are at 0 points apiece right now. All right. So with that, we are going into Tony with first dibs on this one. Tony, in other words, what is Glutton of Gaia?
Eater of Worlds.
Eater of Worlds. 2 points. Damn. For Tony.
Maybe right. I had a pig of Earth.
Drew. In other words, what is Wing Tavern?
Wing Tavern. Hmm. Tavern is in like a bar, right?
Mm-hmm. Wing Tavern.
Slowly falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
Tony?
Armbar.
Armbar!
Damn it!
All right, Tony has got 3 points, but Drew, I'm going to do a free for all here. And I'm going to say this free for all is worth 3 points. So let's see if you can get this, and then we'll bring it to a tie game. In other words, fellas, remember, either one of you can answer this whenever you know it first. What is Raja of Khan?
Great Khali?
No.
Mm.
Tony, do you know what Raja of Khan is?
Fuck if I
let's see. The King of Kings?
It is the King of Kings, but you already guessed the wrong answer.
Oh, oh, that was a free-for-all. That means that we could just keep on guessing.
No.
God, no. God, come on. You got that. You cannot.
No, sorry, Drew. You lost.
Some bullshit. No one wants to hear me fuck up outro. Not an outro, a fucking plug. Come on.
We got a lot of potential options for this week, though.
Did you? All right, I haven't been following the chat there, so hopefully we got some good one here. Tony, you get to choose as our winner this week.
Well, I've been hearing to do it as Bo Rida.
How the fuck would you do that, though?
To do it as the AJ Styles announcing voice. Leaning towards that. And actually, there was another one. Let me try to scroll up real quick here. I think somebody else suggested something else that I thought was kind of funny, too. But right now, I'm leaning more towards that AJ Styles announcement.
AJ Styles!
I guess technically you could do it as Kevin James, but... Hey, you know what? Do it as the AJ Styles voice.
Let's see. All right. If you want the smorkest of moments, smorkatthemomentzoo.com. Tony Mangozoo. Payton. Shit, I don't know. I give up on life. I think I was close enough.
No, you ain't copping out that much. Finish the fucking plugs.
I'm like a Payton zoo. Oh, go to... MegaPartisanRadio.com. And then, yeah, there we go.
No, you ain't done. You gotta do your plugs.
Aduzu Lightzu at Twitterzu. And then you go to Mick Frickin' Duncan on YouTube.
No, you always do the Mega Maniacs.
The Megazoo Maniac Zoo on Facebook Zoo, the chat with the greatest of friends. And AJ Styles will be there as well.
And you gotta do Wiggers plugs.
StephenWiggo.com zoo Tumblr, because I'm a little bitch zoo.
What about Sean's plugs?
Premieres at Palzoo's. I'm a little beach zoo. I hate Monday Night Raw Zoo because I don't get enough Baron and Vulcan Corbin Zoo.
Anybody else kind of concerned with how Drew's impression is just to add zoo?
Yeah. Definitely what he's doing. All right, folks. Well, if we haven't offended you away yet, if you want to join us again another week, this is the Raw Post Show on MegaPowersRadio.com. We are live every single week following Raw. Join us there. But if you can't, we are available in a number of ways. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio. We're on YouTube. And you can find links to all of these at our archived home on SmartOutMoment.com. Until next week, folks, for Drew White, for Tony Mango, and for the rest of the cast that couldn't be here, I'm Mike Payton, and we'll catch y'all on the flip-flop.
DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. If you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.